Our next guest is Ashish Advani, President and CEO of JA Worldwide.
Welcome to Office Hours. I gotta tell you guys a quick story because there's two things my mom did for me to change my life. The first is I was a little bit hyperactive and they didn't have Adderall or any of that stuff back then. So every time I showed too much energy, my mom would tell me, I'm gonna time you run around the block. It helped me become the athlete or average athlete that I became, which was close to my potential. But the other thing was that she wanted to have me focus in on a skill that she saw in me that probably anyone but my mom would have recognized, and that was an entrepreneurial spirit or a creative spirit for economics. And she put me in a program in San Diego, California called Junior Achievement. And I learned more as a young man in Junior Achievement there in San Diego. I came up with my own idea. It was a banana split in a cone, like an edible cone. And somebody else obviously stole that waffle cone from me. But
tell us how you really feel, Dave.
As I became a millionaire and a multimillionaire, I can't tell you how many times I went back to the value of Junior Achievement. And at that time, it was mostly boys, a few girls. Today, it's over 50% women, one of the top 10 NGOs in the world. Junior Achievement Worldwide has millions and millions of alumni in 115 countries. But most recently, under the leadership of Ashish Advani, who is the president and CEO of JA Worldwide. And I found out a few weeks ago that Junior Achievement Worldwide was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Woo, congratulations.
And I wanted to have you on Office Hours, number one, to congratulate you because I have never been involved with an organization that I felt was more deserving for the Nobel Peace Prize because I believe that entrepreneurs are going to save the world. And I'm here to help prove that by your leadership. And I'm here to be as grateful as possible to share Junior Achievement Worldwide with all of us. So I'm going to start by asking, why do you think Junior Achievement Worldwide was nominated for the greatest honor in the world, the Nobel Peace Prize?
You know, it's the organization that's nominated, and you know, my leadership and my role, frankly, compared to all of the leaders on the ground, we have CEOs in 115 countries, and they're the ones working on the ground to deliver the program. So this is really for them and all the volunteers. We have 400,000 volunteers who give of their time. You know, some are on boards, but some go into the classroom and speak like you've done, not getting paid, just to come and inspire young people. So the reason I think we've been honored in this way is because there is a real connection between entrepreneurship and peace. And I feel that what really motivates me so much about this honor is other organizations that have been nominated over the years are so deserving, but very few have connected entrepreneurship and peace. And I think there have been books written on the topic, but to actually have an organization represent that connection, even if we don't win, I mean, let's be frank, like there's so many amazing organizations. You have to be nominated multiple years to actually win. So this is the beginning of a journey for us.
I'm actually intrigued to learn more about how entrepreneurship and peace work. You want to share a couple like ways
sure.
that really?
So when young people in particular are economically empowered, when they feel they can control their own destiny, they are much less likely to be disillusioned and think of joining some of these groups that create problems for society. So by allowing young people to believe in themselves and see themselves as economic agents that can create jobs for themselves and others, that directly reduces the risk of them being disillusioned.
You know, we've all heard this quote that there's no limit to what one can accomplish as long as they care not who gets the credit. You are very quick to defer credit, very quick to center yourself in humility, which is one of the tenets of great leadership as far as I'm concerned. And so when you look at yourself as the CEO, all incredible CEOs typically have a deeper drive, something that's gotten them into their work that actually propels them forward and also allows them to very quickly give credit. So can you give a little context as to what put you into this space, maybe your story and your why as to why Junior Achievement is a part of your life?
So I went through JA when I was a kid. So a bit like Dave, I sort of felt the reality of how. So as a kid, I moved from India to Canada. I grew up in Canada. And when we moved, for some reason, I developed a stutter. So I was really not the most confident kid at the time. And JA and other programs, I should be really honest and say, it wasn't just JA, but all the after-school extracurricular things that allowed me to have leadership roles, that's what gave me the confidence to feel that in my head, I could do good things and actually be an entrepreneur. You know, my mom as well, just like your mom, Dave, believed that I could be more than I thought that I could be. Yeah, a good mom. And I think when you have that combination along with these early experiences, if you're the CEO of a student company when you are 14, 15, 16 years old, the chance of you're doing it when you're in your 20s goes up significantly. Or put another way, if you haven't had that experience, how do you get in your head, I'm going to be a CEO when you're 29? So for me, it's very personal. If I can have other people experience what I experienced, I really feel that I'm using my time on Earth productively.
Thank you for the great impact. I know you weren't the CEO then, but that has had on our buddy Dave Meltzer, because I see it every day as someone that he's mentored and someone that I look up to, knowing how much the organization means to him. And also, I want to thank you all for filling the gaps in the education system. I mean, financial literacy, entrepreneurship, work readiness, these are things that equity and inclusion. These are things that are critical to success in the world, right, in the marketplace, but not things that are institutionally taught in schools. So my question is, how do we make these things more accessible, you know, from an institutional level? How can JA work with school systems and districts and states so that, you know, other kids, because I wasn't fortunate enough to be in JA, I don't think my mom knew about it. What can we do to spread the word, and how can we make this more of a systemic thing so that more kids can be elevated and we can be all entrepreneurs?
Well, first of all, I got to say that teachers have a very difficult job. They have a limited time, and they have a curriculum, and they have parents giving them pressures, school principals giving them pressures, administrators giving them pressures, and frankly, a system that's built to prepare young people to get into college and to do well on tests and other types of assessments. So how do you, as a teacher, fight the system that you're part of to enable to make time in the day to be able to create experiences which are mindset shifting, not just skill set shifting? And what we do at JA is we bring corporate volunteers who can inspire kids, particularly because teachers, you know, can only go so far. When you have somebody who's not your teacher come in the classroom, if you're a kid, you kind of pay more attention. You're like, oh, this is different. I guess I'm going to pay attention. I will say, for some JA entities around the world, what they've done to really scale, to answer your question, is they've created real partnerships with the Ministry of Education or the local education authorities where every kid gets to go through JA. And often it's by leaving school for a day and having like a job shadow experience, or having an experience where they get to be an adult for a day, where they actually get to have a budget and act like, you know, an adult. They actually go through life, like a game of life for a day. And those experiences allow us to scale because we can actually have access to the entire school day for these kids. So at the end of the day, you know, it's about resources and time. And what JA leaders do around the world is we're very, very good at creating partnerships to allow more and more kids to get access to JA. I can give you all these great numbers, but the bottom line is it's about creating the time and the resources.
One of the greatest moments of my life was because of Ashish Advani, being a great intelligent follower, a great leader, one of Junior Achievement Worldwide, changing my life since the age of 10, and so many other people with Junior Achievement Worldwide. This is the world's best here on Office Hours.